FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman, and you are tuned in to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital. And with us today, Dr. Lui Hock Fung, gastroenterologist with Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore.
But are there any vaccinations that we can go for to protect our liver?
Yes, there are. I think in terms of liver health, we have to see what kind of liver diseases we're facing nowadays in society. For a long time, liver is damaged by chronic viruses such as hepatitis B, which was the most common cause and remains the most common cause of liver disease in Singapore, in this part of the world. In other parts in our surrounding area, hepatitis C is another virus that's important. And of course, in areas where alcohol is cheap, then alcohol is one of the main cause of liver disease in Western countries and countries where access to alcohol is easy. Less so in Singapore because it's expensive and we are becoming more aware. But that is something that has changed. Currently, in the past 10 years, there is an epidemic that we are now facing in terms of liver disease, and it doesn't spare healthy, wealthy countries or poor countries. And the condition is fatty liver, and it is a product of our lifestyle.
The food we eat and the sedentary lifestyle.
That's right, the food we eat, sedentary lifestyle. There's some element that's related to stress, related to predisposition to diabetes, all this mixed together. Right. But in short, it is just the excess deposition of fat into our liver.
Right.
And that's the simple equation of in and out.
Thank you, Dr. Lui. Hold that thought for a moment. Let's find out how we can reverse this.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
So once again, Health Sense is supported by Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore.
So with a healthy body comes healthy guts. If you've been drinking lots over the festive season, perhaps it's time to give your liver a bit of a break. My liver has been telling me this since the 3rd of January. You may not think much about your liver, but it is a key player in your body's digestive system.
It is so important.
It is very important. Everything you eat or drink, including medicines, pass through it. And you need to treat it right so it can stay healthy and do its job, including detoxification. And it has more than 500 roles in the human body, right? So what are some of the common liver problems resulting from our modern hectic lifestyles? How should we start to have a healthier liver? We have Dr. Lui Hock Fung, gastroenterologist from Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore, with us today.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Lui.
Thank you for having me.
So, what are some of the foods that we can take? Because my wife's big into this. She says there's got to be a food for every part of your body. Yes. So what can we take to nourish the liver?
I get this question all the time. And the short answer is a balanced diet. I think that is the key. Not doing excessive of one thing or eliminating a food group altogether.
Okay.
Yeah. And there is no one food that is nourishing for one particular part of the body, not like what my grandmother told me.
Yes.
If you want to run fast, you eat chicken feet.
Yes, yes, yes.
So therefore, if you want healthy liver, eat liver. No, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. So liver in food is actually packed with a lot of nutrients, but as well as things like cholesterol. So in general, eat a balanced diet.
Thank you, Dr. Lui. When we come back, let's talk vaccination.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Hope you're enjoying this segment. You're tuned in to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore. And once again with us, Dr. Lui Hock Fung, gastroenterologist with Glen Eagles Hospital.
So let's say if I go for a test today and yes. The doctor says, Glenn, you've got fatty liver.
Yes.
What should I do immediately? Change my diet straight away?
Well, the first question to the doctor is, am I having the harmful or harmless type?
Oh, that
type. Yes, that's right. From the blood test, if your blood test shows some degree of inflammation, then potentially it's harming the liver. The fat cells are pressing on your liver cells. The liver cells are getting damaged. Of course, the liver can repair itself, but if the damage is too excessive, then the repair cannot keep up, and then there will be a little bit of scars that starts to form in the liver. Mm. And over time, this can cause the liver to develop more and more scars, a condition called cirrhosis.
Right.
And that can lead to liver failure, liver cancer. So in many parts of the world, fatty liver is now the leading cause of liver cirrhosis and liver cancer. In the United States, it's fast becoming the number one indication for liver transplantation. So it's not a small matter altogether.
Oh. On social media, you hear about these so-called liver cleansing diets.
Yes.
Are they real? Do they even work?
I think the intention is good, because we recognize that our liver, in the current modern lifestyle, is subject to insults that may lead to damage, as I have mentioned. Therefore, there is this demand for trying to help our liver. And these cleansing diets usually is a prolonged program, combining some dietary advice to reduce alcohol, to reduce excessive fat intake, excessive meat intake, to reduce the calories. And then they will supplement it with some herbs, which actually has no scientific basis if you're very careful at looking at the literature. So it's just providing the liver a space of minimizing the usual insults like calories and alcohol.
Right.
But if it's just going to be a short-term thing of a week, it's not going to help if you're going to return to the lifestyle that was subjecting your liver to the stress.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Thank you so much. You tuned in to Health Sense right here on 1FM 91.3 with Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.